Thank you, boys. Thank you. Howdy, friends. How y'all? Me and the boys all gathered around here under the old pine tree today, friends, and we really got a nice program lined out for you. And we want you to drag up a chair there and just relax and enjoy yourself for the next few minutes here. We're going to start things off here with a little old tune. We get a lot of requests for from time to time. And I mean this, friends. I'm knocking at your door. Well, I'm knocking at your door again, my darling. I'm knocking on your door, please let me in. I've got to make you realize, my darling, that no one else is ever meant for me. Well, you told me once, sweetheart, you've always loved me, that no one else could ever come between. But last night I saw you, darling, with another, and now today my heart is sad and blue. Well, I'm knocking on your door again, my darling, to return the letters that you wrote to me. I won't ever need them now, my little darling, for I'm going far across the deep blue sea. Thank you, boys. Thank you a lot. I'm knocking at your door, friend. So just stick around there a few minutes. You know, while I was singing that song, it's kind of hard for me to do, but I was thinking. I was thinking about how nice and quiet and peaceable it is out there in the woods. I was at a place the other day, an old house seat, where years ago there used to be a family lived there. And all the old buildings was gone, but the old smokehouse. It was still part of the old smokehouse there. While I was standing around there just looking the old place over, there was a lot of thoughts going through my mind. And at the same time, I was listening. And I could hear the birds out there. I could hear an old quail, old rooster quail over there way across the field going, and then you could hear another one over on the other side of the field, he'd answer him. And I just couldn't help but think. And about that time, a crow flew over and he was going, quawk, quawk, quawk. He was squawking about something. But everything was just as quiet and peaceful around this old field. I looked out across it there, and the old place was growing up. And that's the way most people speak of it, it's growing up. Little pine trees, grass, everything was very peaceful. Little pine trees was coming right out through the grass there. And it was really something to see. But this thing was so quiet and peaceful there, I sit down there under an old pine tree standing there. I'd been standing there for years and years. I imagine that one time or other little kids played around there that lived there in this house. I wondered about all those things. And I was sitting there with this old pine tree, friends, and I noticed little things falling. Well, I knew what they were. And I just wonder if any of you out there listening knew. It was seeds out of the pine cone. You know, a pine cone comes on a tree, and it grows to a certain stage, and then it busts open, you know, and spreads out. I know you've seen pine burrs all spread out. I've seen little trinkets and things made out of them. Well, these little seeds have one wing on them, and the wind blows through the pine trees. You've heard it blowing through the trees. Well, the wind's doing her part, too. She gets these little seeds and carries them way off, no telling how far, sometimes hundreds of yards away from this tree, and then they fall to the ground. They sprout and come up and grow into a tree. There's a long story connected to all that. I'd love to have time to tell it all to you, but I haven't got that much time. We're going to feature our fiddle player here on this next tune. It's the one that he won the contest with. And it's really a popular tune among all hoedown fiddle players. I want all you old-timers, just gather yourself up there and listen the way Jack does it. Listen to the Mockingbird. Thank you. Thank you, Jack. You know, boy, when he was a-quivering that fiddle there, he reminded me of a bowl of this nervous pudding. I'm telling you, that's really some fiddling there, buddy. You know, you keep on, you'll be as good as me here.
Good or bad.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you a lot. Well, getting back to that pine cone, I can't help but think about that pine burr. Some people call pine burr, pine cones, all the same thing. But the little seeds blow out there, and they take roots there, and, I mean, they're hard to see. If you don't know what you're looking for, you never in the world find one, especially after it hits in the grass. Boy, it's just like hunting a needle in a haystack. But it does its part. It falls down and gets down in amongst this grass and takes roots there and comes on up and makes a little small pine tree. And until this little tree is, it's got to have a lot of age on it before you can hardly find it unless you really know what you're looking for. You have to get down in there and scratch around in the grass to find it. Now, this guy come along a few days after I was at this old house place. And for some reason, I don't know, he got careless. But this spire got into this old field. And friends, you know how an old field is. It's growed up in grass, and usually grass is knee-deep and sometimes deeper. And then certain times of year, this grass gets dead and dry. And the smallest of spark will set it on fire, and you do have a bad fire there, because these little pine trees, thousands of them down under there, they haven't got a chance. They can't run and get out of the way. You just can't realize how much stuff it destroys. Just from one guy getting careless with a match. And, well, we just got to do something about it. I hope you friends out there realize these things. And you can help me keep these little trees. I'll help you and you help me. It's the same old case as you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. See? And then we'll have a lot better fishing and hunting and all that sort of stuff. Well, it's time for some music here now. And here's Jack to do his tune. The Lonesome Whistle.
I was riding number 9, headed south from Carolina. I heard that long, lonesome whistle blow. I got in trouble, had to roam. I left my gal, I left my home. Heard that long, lonesome whistle blow. Just a kid acting smart, I went and broke my darling's heart. I guess I was too young to know. They took me off the Georgia main, locked me to the ball and chain. I heard that long, lonesome whistle blow. All alone, I bear the shame. I'm a number, not a name. I heard that long, lonesome whistle blow. All I do is sit and cry when that evening train goes by. I heard that long, lonesome whistle blow. I'll be locked here in the cell till my body's just a shell and my hair turns whiter than snow. I'll never see that gal of mine. I'm in Georgia doing fine. I heard that long, lonesome whistle blow.
Well, thank you, Jack. Thank you. That's mighty good singing there, my boy. Thank you a lot. Friends, we're running out of time. Yeah, let me get my watch out here. Got a watch. Runs when I run. Yeah. I got a minute or two left here. That's time enough to tell you, friend. You think about that story I told you about the old house seat and the grass and the little pine trees and everything. It's really nice. It's something wonderful. It's It's just like putting money in the bank to take care of these little pine trees, because when you're laying up in the bed asleep at night, peaceably dreaming, well, these little pine trees is growing. They're growing bigger and bigger, and they're worth more money and more money to you. That's money in your pocket. And if you get a lot of money, I'll get some of it, then I'll pass it on to the next man. He'll get a little. First thing you know, we'll all get something out of it. Keep that in mind. Well, before I go, I got a thought here I'd like to leave with you. And I like it. I want you to see what you think about it. Live and let live is an old, old saying. That goes for little trees just like it does for man. So let's respect God's trees that man and nature plant. And keep fire out. Amen. Hey! Well, friends, that takes care of this little program. Visit here with you. We've got to go. Well, we'll be coming your way again real soon. Listen to your local announcer, and he'll let you know the exact date and time. Friends, don't forget this program is made possible and brought to you with the best wishes and compliments from your own State Forest Service and Uncle Sam's Forest Service, with the cooperation of the station that you're now listening to. Remember, friends, only you can prevent grass and woods fire. Let's go, Mark. Let's go.